This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
I am your host, Jessica Manor, joined as always by my co-hosts. Introduce yourselves. Bethany, just go first.
Hey, Bethany, girlfriend.
And then there's me. There's Kara. And I'm hanging out.
Kara and I were making faces, but you were so your intro. I gotta get through it.
I can't look at y'all when I do it. But that introduction was like a full fucking study in bipolar disorder. It's like the two faces. Manic depressivism, like all in one, should be a study.
We are doing this recording at a very weird time,
and to be fair, I didn't realize I got up at 6. I started sending y'all text messages in a group text
about
5 o'clock.
Be lucky my phone is on do not disturb at least 7. And then you started popping into my personal messages at 7. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm up.
Look at that smug shit. Look at that smug mug shit.
Well, you know why I get to be a smug mug? I'm going to tell y'all why I'm a smug mug. I have not slept yet. I've been up all night. I got back from vacation. I've been doing everything. I thought I had 4 episodes in the canon. I thought I was rocking. Thought I was ready to go, and then I start writing and telling the story, and I'm like, whoop, well, that's an unfortunate hole in the story that I really thought I'd fucking research. Nope, that one's out. So I'm gonna get somebody on that. Gonna need to steal some J's store for that. Then I got to the next one and I was like, whoop, nope, that's out. That was by midnight. Then I had to nix the next one. So about 4 a.m. this morning, I was like, This one I fucking got.
What's funny, Jessica, is Kara and I were talking before you got on, and I specifically said, how much you want to bet she's been up all night? Although we were claiming you were doing something else. However, we were wrong about that. But still, you were up all night. We were right on that part.
I can't flick the bean all night, y'all. Like, I am an animal in powerhouse. But...
half kind of what we were suggesting.
I sure as shit was drinking all night, I'll give you that.
That I had no doubt.
Went through the wine, and then I texted Bethany at like 7 a.m. this morning, and I'd be like, well, I'm gonna have to go grab some beer at my local convenience store because I killed that box of Franzia. On to the next one.
And I had to specifically ask Kara, I was like, wait, can you get alcohol where you are at this time or no? Because where I'm at, I have to wait till noon. So
on Sunday, same in Indiana. In Indiana, homie.
Like, no, I'm good. I was like, oh, you lucky you. Do you know how embarrassing it is to do a, you know, oh, I'm out of beer and it's Sunday and it's football and it's just Sunday, so I need some alcohol, and I go to the store, and I have to walk my ass right back. That's the most embarrassing thing ever, is to put your alcohol back.
It was really judgy, because I was the only person at the convenience store, more or less, buying alcohol at 9 a.m.
Sunday.
There's a church right next to the convenience store, so you know it's packed. And I'm getting these judgy looks from parishioners going in, carrying my sixer out. You know, like my sixer and my black and milds and whatever else. So I'm like loading that into the car, and I'd be like, you think that's bad? I'm going to go home and talk about monkey insemination today.
Jesus.
I'm going to talk about communists and monkey insemination. So what do you think about that?
Honestly, that sounds like a typical Sunday in this house.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm joking.
I tell people about monkey insemination too. You know, I read this crazy thing about this communist scientist. Be like, nope, this isn't the place. It's not the time or place.
Well, just remember, originally from Kansas, and my mom, on their previous episode, who's incredibly smart with science, is the one that secretly taught me the theory of evolution. So, here it's we all are. Right.
I assume that everybody in the South either assumes I'm Jewish or a lesbian, so what's the difference? Which I am neither, contrary to popular opinion.
She's lying. I'm kidding.
But Karen, about which one?
But she did take that Daughters of the Confederacy money, though.
I sure as shit took that Daughters of the Confederacy money. And the Daughters of the American Revolution as well.
And then
I've taken worse money for worse shit in college. I'll put it that way.
Oh, really, Jess? Really?
I've done some really, like, I'm sure I took, like, Christian soldiers freaking scholarship money as well, too.
She worked at Dick's Last Resort. She's lying.
That's right on it. One-eyed Jax.
I like that one, Jean, reference.
I did, too. I was about it. Kara's wearing a shirt I just now noticed, and I very much like.
Is it Miller Life? Miller Life?
The champagne is beer.
Pull down. Beer. Pull it down.
Pull down my what?
Pull down towards your boobs. I can't see it. Okay, here we go. Okay, there it is. Hey, hi, live.
Hi, live. Yeah, but it's what's awesome about it is it's not like a recent fake graphic tee. It's like the real deal that I would go to a vintage store and be like, yeah, I'll totally pay $30 for this.
You know, I also the only want brewery this. That my grandpa and me both got trashed at a few years ago before.
Oh, guys, even better.
Mine, I love that though.
I decided to do Microsoft Teams shirt.
That's right, that Microsoft keeps sending us that swag. I need to tweet at him, you know, again, because now we got to get Kara swag.
I know.
I love the fact that they put a thing like right on the boobs.
Yeah, like all achieving right on the tit line. What aren't you achieving with that?
Always achieving.
You two busty bitches. I can stand up right now and it's like, Jessica, why have you turned your neck all the way around? Why are your shoulder blades invading our eye line?
Don't worry, it's only because I've gained weight. That's the only reason why I have them right now.
I can just turn my head around like a Barbie doll. That's what I'm going to call it.
Your shoulder blades and your tits are the same size.
That's exactly right. They make the same, like, level of impact. I should also go ahead and prep our viewers. I'm only on about half of my meds right now. So this could be a, like, really interesting episode, because I'm real jacked. Got a lot more energy than I usually got, if we don't know. Also, I'm just so freaking excited to talk about this, because I made myself laugh like 20 times writing it this morning.
What's so funny is you sent it, and I was like, I love it, because I'm like, I never know what the heck we're talking about half the time. And so when I was talking to Kara, I was like, she was like, oh, I know a little bit about this. And I was like, I know nothing. What is this shit? So she told me, and I was like, okay, I was half right. I knew what Frankenstein did, but I was like, red. Is he like painted red? Is he made from a red state? I don't know. What is red? And she's like, communist.
A communist. McCarthy would have been after his ass. Let's put it that way. I have to tell one more.
32.
Yes. I got to tell one more funny story, though. Is you, Kara, were calling me on Teams. I assumed it was Bethany trying to hurry me the fuck up. And so I jumped down her throat in a text message. I was like, I am still getting ready. I will call you in a minute.
I didn't respond. I just told Kara, I was like, she said she's still getting ready. I'll wait.
I really thought it was Bethany, so I like crawled all up in her ass via text message, despite me having sent horrible 5 o'clock messages this morning. Again, I do apologize.
Why weren't you ready when you said 3 hours beforehand, let's do this, wake and bake, let's go, let's record? I'm like,
okay.
Well, I've had an hour or two for the frenzy to wear off, and now I'm riding the old Michelob Ultra High again, so I've really balanced myself out. Really? Buying Polar looking at me right now on the screen, that's a lot to say. So, housekeeping is going to stay, of course. We've shortened our intro, but housekeeping will always be a thing we do. If you love the show, go check us out wherever you listen to podcasts. By the way, Kara, knowing things about life, taught me all about Linktree. So you can now go to all of our social media and just click Linktree, which is amazing to me. I mean, who knew?
Girl, I feel like I've been living under a fucking rock. And then you sent us the link that you had completed it. Even then, I was like, what the fuck is Linktree? Like, I don't even know what this shit is. And then you load it up and I click it and I'm like, oh, it's an all access pass to like everyone and everything.
Everything we've got. So you can go
no,
there.
No, we don't have an OnlyFans, y'all. Sorry.
No, we don't. Well,
that
if
you don't
I
know.
Could have taken a picture of your face right then, not only are you right about Linktree, but then you make a joke. It should be in like the encyclopedia right next to smug as fuck. <It's> like, that was the most like, not only did I tell you so, but I made a funny joke, you old twats. It was so amazing. So, housekeeping. Again, wherever you listen, it's very, very easy to find us. You can just find our social media, jump over on Linktree. It's just Linktree/body count. And I put as many places on the internet that you can listen to us as possible. Please do follow, rate, and review. I'm not going to say please, actually. It's not a request. If you listen to the show, do it. Helps please. Us out on the business end.
If you like it, do it, please.
If you like it. If you don't.
Just be like, oh my God.
Be kind.
Or, bye. Love you girls. You're the best. Just even,
or
you
lie.
Know. Lie, damn it.
Or don't just be horrible dicks.
Not saying it.
It but comes you know to my I mean, email, Bethany. I'll say. But yeah. I am, of course, not going to talk about it now. I will say we are building a new website. It's way better, pretty cool. We got a lot of stuff coming down the pipe. I mean, a lot of stuff based on the schedule that these two have sent me. A lot.
If you don't know and you're listening to this, please contact us to schedule and actually confirm a date. Otherwise, you will miss out. So don't miss out. If you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, and we're not doing this forever. This is not like a forever thing at this kind of a massive rate. So
remember, we don't want pretentious ass fucks. That's the only stipulation.
Just like, you can be a little pretentious here and there, but please come with an open heart and an open mind.
Dial
that's exactly it. Don't be just a massive dick. And I know they're talking mostly about people I know. So again, make sure to follow us and the show on social media. We tell you where to find us and everyone and everything at the end of the show. Our body count today, guys, is going to be one of the more bizarre and disturbing stories I have ever shared on this show. Not the way you think, though. I'm just really excited to see both of you as it rolls out. So, thankfully, only the only body count we have today includes the eventual death by stroke of today's subject. And just like a bunch, which I assume you call them a bunch because of bananas, but what do you like call a group of monkeys? Flock of monkeys?
No, that's a bird.
A fucking meeting?
A bunch of monkeys. Yeah.
I don't know.
Of monkeys, obviously. Sure.
How could we forget that, Kara? A barrel of monkeys.
So, it is a barrel of monkeys, or rather, if you would, apes. Today, I am talking about Ilya Ivanov, and I believe that's how you say it. Please don't email me. Ilya Ivanov. I'm going to say it in a Texas accent. I can't help it.
I can make it worse. Would you like me to make it worse for you?
I absolutely would.
No.
Yes, nope. Midwest.
Lilia, first of all, Lilia, because there's double L's there. Lilia Ivanov.
There's no L's except one.
Huh? Is that an I and then an L or an I or LL? See, it looks all the same to me.
Ilya Ivanov, I think, would be the correct. So we're going to call it that. Ilya Ivanov.
Nope. Ivanov. Ivanov.
But remember, Ivan the Terrible? I think it's more Ivanov. But my Russian is not that great yet, as we can all see. So this is a man that is eventually termed the Red Frankenstein by one of the more clever members of the Russian press in the late 90s.
I'm so glad I'm drinking vodka. We're going back to Russia.
Yeah. We can't stay out of Russia. It's a problem with this group.
I know. But I love it. I don't know what I don't want the weather, but I'm totally there for like everything else.
Everything else I'm about, right? Like, wait till we sit Kara on you guys when we're talking about Catherine the Great. Just be ready for it. It's going to be amazing.
He's going to sit on all your faces.
So, twice, and pull out the nicer of the sex furniture. Just saying. So, spring 1926, a weird old Russian scientist shows up in French Guinea. His name, Ilya Ivanov. Where does he come from? Where had he come from? Moscow.
I'm sorry.
Why was he there? I'm going to explain why he's there.
I know, but I hate to say this, but I thought you were talking about a girl. It sounded like a girl's name. I'm sorry. I had girl in my head, and then you said he, and I was like, wait, what?
I thought you were going to ask, what is French Guinea? And I was going to say it doesn't exist anymore. It's a French colony in Africa. But I will go ahead with that. Yeah, no.
I didn't know that either. I was just addressing one of the two that I could actually talk about. But thank you.
Ilya Ivanov is...
It's a man, baby!
From Moscow. Why is he in French Guinea? Ivanov intended to perform the craziest fucking biological experiment that you guys can imagine. One funded by the Soviets and approved by the Soviet Academy of Sciences. Now, Ivanov believed he could breed a human ape hybrid through artificial insemination. Ivanov knew if he could pull this like Cronenberg-esque bullshit off, he would go down as one of the baddest science bitches of all time. And so why shouldn't?
What? Sorry, he's not trying to clone, right?
No.
He's just trying to progress?
No. He's trying to make a hybrid. He's trying to make something new, like an ape and a man come together as ape
one.
Literally turned. Oh, God, Bethany, this is going to be so fun. This is going to be amazing. It's going to be a lot.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot.
That's what she said. That's what she said. That's what she said.
My brain is like on overdrive and thinking about a man and an ape. And we just talked about evolution earlier. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, we are going to get to it. We're going to get to it. So you got to look at this from his perspective. He should be feeling good about it. He's feeling like Soviet science fresh to death, y'all, having earned the admiration of one Joseph Stalin, which will eventually be the comrade commander-in-chief himself.
I'm sorry.
Sure, the endorsement. Joseph Stalin. I lost you on Joseph Stalin.
Great.
She knows. She knows who he is. Don't worry.
Stalin is. And I'm okay. Like, here we go. This can't be good at all.
Oh, yeah. So you're in the Stalin vibes. Like, nothing in which I say, and this features Joseph Stalin, can ever be a good thing or a good leg to stand on. No, you're exactly right. So, sure, the endorsement of the future premier of Russia, or rather the Soviet Union, cool as fuck. However, outside of well-known, you know, the well-known facts that like bullets, cold, and work camps kill people, temporarily being on Stalin's MySpace top 10 hardly qualifies as a proof of scientific concept.
He got Dr. Number 2 on MySpace.
Yeah, he's like number 2 or 3 at this point.
He's still in the top 10 that shows up on the profile, okay? That's what matters.
Lenin's totally in his fake number 1, though, right? Like, it's the number 1 that you don't want to be your number 1.
It's so, just like Tom Steve.
And you know, Trotsky was number 2, but we all know what happened to that. So
yeah, well, that never goes well. It's not till you get further down that top 10 on his MySpace that you see the eventual survivors. God knows, I kind of love that about Stalin.
You have to be a little less threatening and a little less intelligent, and somehow smart enough to not pose a threat. At the same time,
weird as fuck. It's like that list doesn't get less weird than Ape Monkey Breeder. Okay, it does not.
You got to make sure that when you update your profile pic, it doesn't have guns or apes. Like, you just got to make sure you don't cross that line. You know, like.
No, you want your profile picture to be you and then Stalin here in the background, like a portrait.
With your arm, like with a peace sign, like, yeah, totes, man, I'm with Stalin, peace. No.
But no, like, no bourgeois furry hats or anything, because that's going to be off-putting. So, why French Guinea? Well, the old Institute Pasteur in Paris had written to say, our chimpanzees are your chimpanzees. pretty much given Ivanov like free range when it came to the apes in their research facility in the Guinea town of Kindia, I believe is how you say it. I don't know. I wish, sincerely wish, of all things, that this was the sole reason that Ivanov had for choosing French Guinea. The actual reason he chose it is so disgusting that even by 1926 standards, Ivanov had to keep the reason to himself. So, on top of inseminating female chimps with human male sperm, Ivanov had the secret intention of inseminating Guinea women with male monkey sperm.
Wait.
Yeah, no. Wait. Yeah, it's racism. Point and point.
Yeah.
Point and
cut and dry. This is why.
Sorry, when you're referring, I know we briefly talked about how French Guinea doesn't exist anymore. Is that just
it's
like
in Africa?
It's in Africa. He wanted to inseminate African women.
Oh, so that's
sperm.
No, so French Guinea is just another term for the African population, or is it just?
It was a like colony that name at the time.
Oh, a colony name. Oh, okay. In Africa, though, so, right? Okay.
Correct.
Okay. I know you said it doesn't exist anymore.
Well, and then it was, yeah, and then it was a revolutionary country of Guinea or something, because at some point there was an overthrow, deservingly so.
They just give monkeys.
But yeah,
to
now it's the independent nation of Guinea, just regular Guinea.
Just plain old, no French before it.
I just was curious because I was like, wait, I know that it doesn't exist because you said that, but I had to clarify. So this really is just it's like when you do an experiment, it's like a group of people that he just decided to use to inseminate and vice versa.
Well, we're going to get to that. He worked in the local clinic as part of a kind of a volunteerism group for this research facility. And he would do gynecological checkups.
Oh, and without their okay, now I'm pissed.
As a woman, but can I just say, old white-haired men, because I know none of you listen to this fucking podcast, this is why you can't have nice things anymore, okay? This is why. This is the reason. This is why we're chunking your shitty statues into the ocean. This is why. This shit right here. You.
Damn, yeah. But it's history.
Sorry. I don't care. So, Ivanov had a deep key fascination with the idea of breeding a human-ape hybrid creature. As in, like, devoted years of study and his life to this insanely wild idea. So I just want to backtrack for a minute. Where do you cross the line as a human being where all your time is spent thinking about apes banging humans or humans banging apes?
That is where we come up with the term midlife crisis.
And then some. I don't, like, there's a kind of freedom in it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm almost a little bit jealous because all of his free time is spent in, like, maybe essentially, I don't know, some fan fiction for Planet of the Apes.
Maybe it's from that movie. I think it's Superbad, where he just has a fascination of drawing dicks. Like, and like the fourth grade, he just kept drawing big, veiny dicks.
All right. Well, this guy was sliding them into monkeys, or monkeys were sliding them into humans, and vice versa. So he first spoke of this idea publicly. And again, I kind of feel like I have to say publicly because what the fuck kind of private salon maybe is this guy running in Soviet Russia? Like, who's coming to his house and talking about monkey fucking? I also want to see that list. I find that list problematic. What does research journals look like? I find that problematic.
Honestly, considering most of his life was in pre-Soviet Russia, I'm surprised he didn't end up on some like sort of czarist hit list. Well, exactly. Deservingly so.
That's exactly it. Like, I don't, this is an acceptable thought pattern or behavior for either Russia.
And I feel like he wasn't secret about it either. I mean, obviously, he's shown such a great fascination. Why would anybody like turn the other eye?
Well, you know, he gets drunk on vodka at his house and like invites everybody in. And he's like, look, bottom line, monkey fucking. Yes, okay. Or no.
I might be drinking vodka right now. But if somebody asked me that question, I'd be like, hard no.
Scientist or not. There are a million things you could study. I don't know. You might want to get on atomic energy or the bomb itself at this point. But, you know, do what you will. So he first speaks of this idea publicly in 1910 at an Austrian zoology conference, which, color me shocked, Austria. I've seen your porn. I know what you guys are into. I'm not surprised by this at all. Ivanov had a disturbing number of years been like Frankenstein monkeying with animals. For example, he like popped the sex glands out of a horse, trying to produce what he termed to be super stallions. What does he think he is? The House of Windsor? I mean, isn't that their whole business? Isn't that all of what, like, Princess Anne does? She's basically a fucking super stallion herself. I can only assume, like, in his mind, though, he's creating part horse, part Optimus Prime. By the 50s, he intends for it to transform into robot horse and win the Triple Crown. I don't know. The regular way of humping doesn't work. So you're popping sex glands out. What are you doing? Squirting them on the mare? I don't get it.
Can I just say this is one time I'm not sure I want to go deep into history.
I've got to stop.
Good choice, girl.
That deserves the slow. That deserves a slow clap. Arjun,
if you're listening, I love your podcast, and that was not a slight, but I had to go there. I had to.
Arjun, I sincerely hope you're listening, because it was both a horse sex pun and a reference to your podcast, which we love so much. So, this guy could not get enough of sticking one species special sauce into another. He became 100% into the potential of artificial insemination, which I don't know, this was an interesting spot to me. I kind of attribute it to the uppity white Western world's increasing obsession with eugenics. And I'm looking at you, everybody. Not just Germany. They didn't start this shit. They may have, like, killed it. But glass houses, Americans, all right? Like, Joe Kennedy lobotomized that daughter because he thought she didn't have better genes, you know? Like, don't throw that stone, America. I'm talking to all of us. Although I did kind of find it refreshing that if you're going to be into eugenics, as disgusting as that may be to me personally, I thought it was kind of interesting that this guy chose the window of diversity with which to pursue eugenics, as in as much genetic diversity or even race mixing, whatever it may be, kind of. Nope. No. But I have to say, semi-progressive.
Wait, what'd you say, Kara?
We're not going there. We're not going to look at this. It's probably a good thing. It's probably
I didn't even hear.
basically took a different approach to, instead of breeding cousin upon disgusting white cousin, maybe a different look, but not a good way. Ivanov.
I feel you, Care Bear. I feel you.
Well, you, that's one way to look wake at up you in the morning.
Oh my God. You're both going to fucking team up on me forever. I'm going to hate this forever. I'm dying. Like, I'm never going to have another fucking
Finally, someone on my side.
We got to rock and roll because I'm feeling the eggs this morning.
Okay, so.
Ironically,
even off
with this.
Ivanov developed a real narcissistic god complex, breeding a bunch of strange hybrid Franken animals for which the world had no use. For example, Ivanov created the Z-Donk, a zebra-donkey hybrid, obviously named by himself, a Zubron, a bison-cow crossbreed, and a number of rabbit, rat, and mice combos. So he went to like McDonald's menu of Frankenstein robots in the world
that
world didn't necessarily need. He just ordered the combo. And it gets worse. So because the blood cells of humans were so like the blood cells of chimpanzees, gorillas, and orangutans, by the early 20s, Ivanov believed an ape man was completely possible to produce. So, talking earlier, Bethany, essentially this guy's dream is to, like, reverse fucking evolution. Okay? Well, whatever.
Hold on. Give me 2 seconds to kind of reverse that in my brain. Okay.
Man to monkey instead of monkey to man.
Oh.
Does that make sense? So, like, yeah, but if you picture that in a graph.
I hear what you're saying, but still, it doesn't make sense in my brain.
To be fair, this doesn't make sense to logical human beings, but.
Okay, cool. Yay. I'm in that top. Okay, cool. Yay.
You know, neither did Alan Dulles walking into Kennedy's office going, hey, you know what? Today's a good day. It's a Tuesday. Let's start. You know, a nuclear winter. Nothing made sense. Nothing made sense in the Soviet era. And that's what's fun about it. We're not even in a Cold War yet, Bethany, but we're always gearing up to this. And it's always something that we're eventually going to jump into feet first, sort of, if you will.
All right.
Oh, don't McConaughey me. But Ivanov's first trip to Guinea was a wash. Not one chimpanzee had hit chimpanzee puberty. And consequently, his dreams of the ape man would have to wait. But fear not. No, go ahead.
No, sorry. You said not one chimp.
They had not reached sexual maturity. They could not reproduce yet.
So, when you mean they couldn't reach, did they die? Or?
No, a chimpanzee, like a human, has to reach sexual maturity to the point that it can reproduce. They had not, the monkeys in this lab were not sexually mature. So, he goes there, didn't have any sexually mature monkeys, has set his ass, like, back, if that makes sense.
He didn't want to wait for them to mature. Or they were never going to mature.
It's going to take more time than he's got. It takes a significant amount of time.
Okay, yeah, he just wasn't.
He's already an old pucker at this point, Bethany.
Oh. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He's like God's grandpa. He's God's creepy Russian scientist grandpa. So, you're not, though. Ivanov has many a wacky experiment to practice in the interim, returning to Paris to continue his research. He teams up with this Mangala-like, rather notorious surgeon by the name of Serge Voronoff, I believe.
Voronoff, probably.
Please, Voronoff, probably. So Voronoff successfully grafted monkey testicle tissue into an aging man looking to regain his virility, which believe it or not, it's not something we achieve until the 90s with Viagra. Basically, like, you know, boner pills. Well, this guy's first thought was slap a monkey testicle on it. That's going to do it. That's definitely going to make you want to hump.
It's a quick fix.
Which, like, what kind of psycho is going, I'm going to pop a monkey ball, like monkey ball skin onto Picasso over here. And it's like, if you've ever seen Dune, the one by David Lynch, where the rats just kind of taped to the side of the cat. That's kind of the sort of shit they were pulling off, right? Like, it's David Lynch's Dune in this lab all the way. Just slathering numbers up in 8 jizz. It's going to put lead in the pencil. It's weird shit. Now, this dream team from hell never took a moment to say, like, yo, brah. How do you feel about the ethics here? Ethics was never a question in this laboratory. Oh, no. On the contrary, they looked at one another, like, apparently spurred on by 8 testicle skin, and said, how about a rousing game of cross-species operation, doctor?
With the barrel monkeys.
Yeah, that got me.
What the fuck is happening right now in history? They did not use this shit whatsoever. Oh my god, I'm crying.
Oh, cut to the summer of 26. The two successfully transplant a human ovary into a chimpanzee. If that feels weird to you, try this on for size. The two then inseminate the female chimp with an unknown donor's sperm.
Unknown.
So think about that conversation. Like, you want to know who this guy is. It's like, but how did that conversation go? So, like, yes, we absolutely need your sperm. For what, like a buxom woman? No, sir, for a chimpanzee.
No, I already know whose sperm it was. It was the doctor's. Hello? It was the doctor's.
Oh, I assume those two were jizzing all over microscope slides. I mean, who knows what the hell they were up to? Like, obviously, this is not a place where sanity reigns. Now... Despite giving it the old college try and a real A for effort, the chimpanzee, of course, never conceived. So November 1926, Ivanov returned to French Guinea. He paid a number of locals to capture a literal, what we term, shit ton in history of sexually mature chimpanzee. Can you imagine, like, in today's world, though, that fucking Craigslist ad?
No.
Wanted sexually mature female chimpanzees. No exotic shit right there.
Must be open to human experimentation.
This is why do people make documentaries on, like, Joe Exotic? This is much worse. Also, I have to add, these are wild chimpanzees he's now fucking with. Not like lab chimpanzees. Like, tear that French woman's face off chimpanzees, right? Like, so keep that in mind for this next little bit. Against all odds, Ivanov actually manages to inseminate 3 of the chimps. So imagine what? That fucking turkey baster fight. I just, like, you know what I'm saying?
No!
He may have wanted to do it himself, but even he's not brave. So it's like a fleeing.
Oh my God, Jessica!
Just remember, this is what Jessica was researching at 1 a.m.
This is
if they aren't
who's the mad scientist here?
If they haven't tracked you yet, they're tracking you now.
This is what I had to debase myself from poor research to in like early morning hours. I was like, but also you're right, Kara, because I was like, you know what I do know off the top of my head? The monkey guy. So it comes as no surprise to us that the chimpanzees were far from in the family way, but Ivanov had that Soviet grit. He just would not let go of the idea, and that is where our story starts to take truly monstrous turns. Ivanov becomes convinced he would see successes were he to experiment on humans. Ivanov now believes he should inseminate local African women with chimpanzee sperm. And again, I'm going to take another pause here for all you old white-haired boomers that wonder why you need a little fucking oversight in life, okay? You just can't be allowed to run around unchecked. This is what happens. So naturally, when Ivanov broaches the subject with a few of the local women at the clinic, they all say naturally, and imagine that fucking conversation, if you will, for a minute. Like, imagine.
No.
No. No. No, thank you. I would not like to be shot up with monkey jizz today, doctor.
Thanks. You know, I'm glad you considered me, but no.
But no, no, thank you. Up until this point in the story, we've been able to say what a wacky character this one is. But like I said, this is where it takes an official turn. This is something you can't kind of come back from the Dateline documentary. This is the point where, like, Nancy Grace gets real with the audience or somebody like her, you know? So Ivanov then makes the
And now we're going to show you real live footage inside the doctor's office.
Oh, yeah. This is like the pictures of Jodi Arias' asshole.
Oh, we went there. Oh, boy.
Not the worst thing I've said. Although maybe, Mark, you might want to consider cutting it. I don't know. That's up to you. That's where we're at. We're in the camera footage now. So Ivanov then makes the insane decision. I'm a little bit ashamed of myself. Makes the insane decision to inseminate these women without their consent during routine gynecological exams at a clinic. The governor general of French Guinea, thank God in heaven, discovers the plan and is fucking horrified. So keep that in mind.
Do you know how bad it is when, like, a fucking colonial fucks like, that's too far? You know, we'll pillage all your resources. We'll probably do an extent of shittiest things to you, but that's too far, my friend, too far.
So, yeah, like putting heads on stakes and running around town. Saying,
or the Belgian rape of the Congo is too, you know, bad, right? But then this is like next level. Like, even at the time period, they thought this was bad, you know, because I mean, it took Belgium even longer to realize, like, and recognize what they did in the Congo, let alone this is happening prior to Belgium's recognition of that. So even France is like, this is some fucked shit.
They saw that it was a line that you should not cross.
Can I say a little bit bully for France? Even France is like, okay, you fucking monster. No. But I do, like, oh, I was hoping you were going to make that point for me, Kara. Like, in the age of imperialism, this is a bridge too far, you psycho ass. So before Ivanov could begin his work, the governor rejected the plan and made it abundantly clear that he would not tolerate such monstrous behavior. Not surprisingly, Ivanov has cried in his pie. He's disappointed by the governor's massive derailing of his experiment train and leaves Guinea in a huff.
How dare you?
Which, how grateful if you are the governor general to see the back of that guy. Like, gee, you know that telegram's going to Paris. Eventually going, what in the hell did you send that monster down here for? He was literally wandering about town with turkey basters full of ape seed, spraying it on everyone.
Who's next? Spread your leg.
Oh, this isn't the final fall, though, at least.
Oh, Bethany, it gets worse.
Oh, so, shit.
Ivanov does grab 20 or so chimpanzees, which he used to stock a newly established ape laboratory in the Soviet Republic of, again, I can't pronounce it.
I think it's like Abkhazia or something like that.
Abkhazia.
Because remember, it's not in Cyrillic the way we're looking at it, so it is going to look fairly phonetic to our eyes. But this little region is actually close to where Georgia is. And I'm not talking like sweet old home country Georgia. We're talking where the big bat ape man himself, Stalin, was actually from. So we're not talking like Siberia here, is what I want to emphasize. So we're not talking like we're going across the Ural Mountains. We're just
in the U.S.
No,
we're playing down in Central Asia.
Yeah, no, it's not Georgia here. It's Georgia and Europe.
Sorry, what I meant is like you're run-of-the-mill Georgia here. Like if you were to cross to... Sorry, I'm not explaining well.
Just Georgia like, here is bigger than Georgia there, I will say that.
Right. Like a small... Like, hey, let's just pick a random-ass town and experiment with monkeys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure he probably picked it because it wasn't near Moscow or St. Petersburg, so less oversight, right?
Like, right.
That is exactly right. Like I said, remember guys, there is a mountain of monkey death in these stories, but never fear, the German firm Ruhr supplied him with 6 more chimpanzees and 20 baboons to attempt to impregnate and accidentally kill. Imagine that. It's kind of like it was an early drug trial version of Nazism on monkeys. What fun. So
I feel like it sounded vaguely familiar.
We got a couple decades to get to it. I'm just gonna call this the drug trials. So Ivanov sets up they weren't a lot of fun. But Ivanov sets up shop in his new laboratory where, beyond all reason, he convinces 5 Soviet women, and I'm going to put heavy quotes on convinces, but they seem to be into it, not completely sure, to be inseminated with primate sperm, despite having any idea of the health risks. Before he is ready to launch his ape man, or, you know, the ape man Kickstarter that he's got going on here.
Right.
All of his chimpanzees and baboons once again die.
Look, I'm not one for merciful death here, okay? But that may have been a merciful death. Like, from an animal's point of view. Like, if I were the chimpanzee, I would have rather croaked Ben than... And can we all acknowledge what makes it more messed up, though, is that these are sentient beings. Like, we can all acknowledge that chimpanzees and orangutans and baboons are some of the most evolved non-human species. So it is messed up that these were sentient beings with a memory that would have had this happen, you know?
They have Coco-esque powers over there. They're signing like, please don't make me fuck this Soviet woman. Like all kind of, please, no more wanking me off for no reason, doctor. Yeah, no, it's horrifying. It really is kind of a horrifying thought. And that's why I got really sucked into it at 5 o'clock this morning and actually went down a rough animal rights road. But obviously I came out of it. As you could tell, I'm laughing because I'm extraordinarily uncomfortable in this situation. So
I'm excited for the downfall, if you get my drift. And that, yes, that is a reference to one of the best movies.
She's like, Karen's like, I'm just ready to all die. I'm ready.
I want this fucker to kick the bucket now. Like I'll help him along.
Right. Die, you piece of shit. So unfortunately for Ivanov, and fortunately for the world at large, while Ivanov is awaiting the arrival of new primates, his plan for the women of Guinea is leaked to the press.
Good.
I can only assume that little bit of news from the Governor General finally makes it back to the Institut Pasteur. So thank God. The Soviet Academy of Sciences withdraws all funding and condemns Ivanov's work. And yeah. In a far more perilous twist, Ivanov falls out of favor with Stalin, who had been persuaded by scientists in his immediate vicinity that genetic research was bourgeois and imperialist. To be fair, it does end up being fairly correct in those terms. Again, see eugenics. He has the scientists arrested by the secret police on December 13th, 1930. Ivanov is convicted as a counter-revolutionary and banished to Kazakhstan. Disgraced and in exile.
Can I just say, I wish it was more like a gulag situation. Like, he deserved more than banishment. Like, he deserved the full Stalin evil. Like, he actually deserved Stalin
with monkey semen in all holes of his body. That's what he deserves.
Sprayed with a fire hose of horse jizz or whatever it is that he was into mining at that time. But no, I also thought about that. Like, I really hate that that was his fate and that he's not packed onto trains and pulled
off.
And
that he went to Boratville? He literally was exiled to Boratville.
For real, he needs to have his ass upward to the sky, hands to his ankles, and penetrated by multiple male chimpanzees and see how he likes it, motherfucker.
That was a vivid image.
You're welcome.
It was. Good picture. Also, I couldn't help thinking, like, think about this guy would have barely gotten off the train in a gulag before somebody killed him. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's basically a pedophile in prison kind of situation, gulag style. Would not have made it long.
It's but with animals. Like,
yeah.
Obvious extreme sexual behavior stem from finding his roots, I guess.
I can only liken it to a Mengele-esque. I can only liken it to, like, Mengele. He wasn't a great doctor, and he was using this bizarre something he I don't know. I really don't know the psychology behind it, but something that he thought was going to put his name on the map, which ends up being a series of nonsensical experiments that are just him playing mad scientist or mad doctor. Unfortunately for the world, he was allowed to do it too long, but at least he was wrangled in the end, which might be one of the only decent fucking things Stalin ever did. So, disgraced and in exile, Ivanov died of a stroke just 2 years later.
Okay, I do have a question. And it's probably a stupid one. It's usually they are. Sorry.
There are no stupid questions. No. Don't let dickheads make you feel bad.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to ask, and I really am hoping for the answer in my head. Did he succeed?
No. He never got to inseminate a human woman.
Thank the fucking gods. Okay, sorry. I just needed that to know so I could sleep tonight. Because I'm going to have images of Frankensteinish mad scientist going,
ha, ha, ha. No, the French governor figured it out before. Thank you, Lord.
French governor figures it out. Thank God. Oh. And that's a fucking bridge too far based on everything that they were doing. And then while he's waiting, literally, and that news from Guinea travels to Moscow and beyond. And so even that is considered a bridge too far.
Years later, we take an entire race and gas them, but that's okay. But inseminating humans with chimpanzee semen is just not okay.
Not necessarily entirely, but we're not getting into World War II.
Not yet.
We're going to get into some sticky differentiation territory there. So, really? In the 1990s, this story was rediscovered in Soviet archives, and the press then dubs Ivanov the Red Frankenstein, i.e. the communist Frankenstein, if you will. The Russian press disseminated unsubstantiated rumors that Stalin had initially ordered the creation of an ape man super warrior.
Is that true? Did he actually order, or did he incur it?
No,
I don't think.
I'm gonna say that.
This guy's rogue Bethany was like happening 30 years before Stalin became in charge. You know what I mean? He was an old dude.
At this point,
wizard.
He's a government official.
He was a wizard to Stalin.
Stalin's a government official. He is not the premier, if you will.
Okay.
But it was something that was fun to spread around in post-war 90s Russian press, if you will.
He just wasn't smooth talker enough to convince everybody what he was doing the right quote-unquote thing.
Well, I mean, he'd been given, you know, kind of carte blanche thus far in his life by administration. They just never thought he was going to end up doing something this fucking banana bonkers.
Okay, so they had an idea, but they didn't know how far he would take it, kind of thing.
Or how crazy the concept would become to him. Because he was a respected scientist.
If he understood even though he wasn't quite successful, I feel like if he had started, I cannot believe I am actually talking about this right now, but if he had actually started earlier on and had the smooth talker and the support, he might have created something that would change what we know now as a future. Just saying.
It's kind of like Kara said earlier, though. I don't think that anything this ridiculous would have been allowed to occur in kind of an imperialist Russia.
No.
There was
a pre-Soviet secret police. There's a reason he was in Austria. I mean, he was certainly
He's in Paris when he's studying at these institutes. But remember also, Bethany, I'm going to call you back to that love of the orthodoxy religion. And this is going to go against everything.
Which is what they were really pushing at the time, right? Because this is what, 1947, I guess, or 20, because you
right,
said.
So we're going to go back to before the Bolsheviks, that most of this guy's life is lived in a czarist.
Oh, from the czar. Okay. I tried to, the best I can, kind of correlate where we're at in history based on the
almost
year.
Overlap is what it is.
I just have to put my mindset, I guess, temporarily there and try to think, okay, what are we doing here? What is happening? But I have
to be fair, we sneaked the First World War in on you there as well. So, most of his life is spent. He's doing work in Tsarist Russia. I don't, and I haven't been able to find anything on where he attaches to this sort of idea at all. I mean, because again, I'm literally what has been discovered archivally, all of these experiments, but I don't know necessarily what the impetus was that switches him from a common sense scientist and a human being to, I mean, he obviously was in the early days. And of course, like I said, Stalin's not the premier, but he does have an important post in the government. Obviously he was able to impress Stalin in his early days, and say what you will, Joseph Stalin's not a stupid man. He's never going to believe in an ape-man warrior. I mean, that's absolutely, even that's preposterous.
I
don't know what happened. If he just latched on to an idea or what the deal is.
Or maybe the person. I guess I've never actually fully asked this. But when did the czar...
1917, 18.
She knew the question I was going to ask. When does the czar phenomenon end?
1718. So you have... It's we'll get into it at a very particular point, but literally it overlaps with your last part of World War One, because basically mid World War One, Russia has a revolution. They decide we don't want to participate in World War One, and Lenin comes to power. They completely extradite themselves from World War One, and Russia is a pariah state, the first Soviet state / socialist republic.
And then a massive civil war ensues.
Yeah, between 18 and 21. But Bethany, don't think about that right now, because that's that's apart from
right.
The issue at hand.
With me, I sometimes have to remind myself of what era I'm in or what we're experiencing, because I'm constantly reverted back to my, well, we're a democracy, bitch. No, we're not. Of course we're not. Let's go
my
back.
My phone is drained. My phone is almost dead.
We gotta plug these in. But yeah, I mean, none of that's important. What is important is, to your central question, I don't know at what point of Ivanov's life that he takes this turn. I couldn't honestly tell you.
We don't know. There's not enough info on that.
There's not enough information.
Maybe he had a dream. He literally maybe had an out-of-body experience and was like, you should do this. You should intertwine apes and humans, even though we already are.
Nah, he could just have been a mad scientist. You know?
Yeah, like, I assume he'd been down in enough vodka during the day and thrown in some real wormwood absinthe and God knows what else. I mean, just... Who knows? Jesus Christ.
Maybe the more I drink vodka, maybe I could become a mad scientist. Look at my mom. She's a scientist. And I'm mad. Boom. Connection.
I think, aside from Kara, I'm already like one accident away from being a mad scientist. And you from joining me. Kara is the voice of reason here, obviously.
Okay, let's take you back. You know, here's the disturbing part. So, do you remember how his little chimp lab was still there when he died?
It was or is.
Luckily for the world, Ivanov's death was the end of the dream ape man. However, he is Abghazi. Is that what we said? I can't remember. Abghazi primate laboratory still exists as part of the Abkhazian Academy of Science. So following a 1950s scientific exchange program, so not only does it exist, but listen to this one. Following a 1950s scientific exchange program, in other words, between the United States and the Soviet Union, Ivanov's lab, you know, slash weird zoo was actually the inspiration for the U.S. National Primate Research Center's program, though I am happy to report human-ape breeding programs are and were always blessedly off the table.
Thank the God. You know what? When you just described that, it reminded me, people probably have no idea what I'm talking about, but the movie Spy Kids, they have like, okay, well, it's a movie and it goes off, but he makes a zoo and it's like miniature mutations of, like, you know, a horse and a fly mutated. And what you were just describing and how you called it the weird zoo kind of reminded me of his desire to create, you know, a pig and a fly when pigs fly. Or, you know what I mean? Like the weird combinations. And I'm actually feeling very relaxed knowing that they were like, okay, we can have the weird zoo, but we're going to take the inbreeding of animals off the table.
Yep. We're good. Yeah.
We're good with everything else but that. Now let's put humans in animals. That's a great idea.
We put our own twist on things and it stopped being so banana bonkers. Thank God. So that's going to do it for us this week.
Oh, thank God.
Guys, we have interviews that we're going to be posting coming up. We're going to be giving you our episodes as well. We're going to try to start going to twice a week in our content, which I know a lot of people have been really interested in, but we have a billion really interesting interviews coming up. Website's almost done, I'm happy to say. So it'll be something that's a lot more interactive. There's going to be a lot of information on it, like what you've been used to, or unlike what you've been used to previously. We're also going to be posting all of this stuff, doubling up. It's going to go to Patreon. And so you're going to be able to listen to it on another platform there. A couple of things, we're going to start doing a couple of things and kind of going into that. So we have a lot of things that now that Kara has joined us, yay, that we can start working on and that we're growing and that we can produce a lot more content this way. And so we're very, very excited for it. So be looking out. We are, of course, are going to plug this stuff on social media. That being said, Bethany, let's go ahead and start with you. Where do people find and follow you?
Okay, you can find me on Instagram at BethanySkelton5. Now, I have noticed that as much as I try to make it the same, it is not. On Instagram, everything is a lower capitalization. When you go to Twitter, both the first letter of my first name and last name are capitalized. So BethanySkelton5 on Twitter, make sure you please capitalize like you're supposed to with a name on Twitter, and you will find me there because there is somebody, BethanySkelton5, with lowercase letters. I didn't know that. So please make sure you distinguish the two.
Let me part the brush right now and say, clever girl, as if I'm the Australian guy in Jurassic Park. Kara, where do people find and follow you? Also, yep. Plug Time Travel Talk.
I was already planning on doing it. So I'm on Twitter, Kara D. Demizio. no space in between my name. And I can also be found on Instagram, but it's Kara.DiDemizio on Instagram. I really am more active with Twitter. I also have Time Travel Talks on Twitter, which is a pretty fun fucking community where we can, oh, to clarify, it's not a fucking community, but it's it's to talk about different stuff in history throughout time and, you know, in a kind of non-pretentious way. So people from all areas, all interest levels can participate, and we have all kinds of stuff. We also have a Discord server. So anyone that's interested, hit me up on that, and I'll be happy to talk to you. But and then where can we find you, Jessica, and Body Count?
You can find me. Really quickly, I do want to plug this one other thing for Time Travel Talks. Those of you that listen to us that are also academics, this is the place you're going to find your target audience, especially on social media. It's great when you interact. We love it. But also, if you're not an academic, you can still interact with that community. It's absolutely fantastic. I wouldn't interact with something that I thought was yucky. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun for us on the weekends. And it's something we've always really enjoyed. So please do go check out Time Travel. That being said, you can find me at Jessica B, as in Bravo, Manor, spelled like the house and not the behavior. Jessica B Manor at Twitter and Instagram. Now you can follow the show at Body Count Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook now, because these two wizards have got us up on Facebook doing stuff, living lives, doing everything there. So that's always fun. We're trying to get into that. But then go do follow us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, and it still will be once we update the new website, obviously, bodycounthistorypod.com is how you're going to get to the website. It should be launching this week. We should be done with it. So definitely go do and check that out. Then again, you can find the link tree for all of our links at bodycountpod or me, Jessica B. Manor. It's going to be there for you. And I think that plugs everything for us this week, guys. And we will be back oh so soon with oh so much content. We've got a lot of things going on and coming at you.
Yeah, not giving anything away. We'll just have to be surprised with the guest world tour, literally world tour that is coming.
Literally.
Literally. Yeah. I'm so excited. I can't wait. My brain is, I already told my husband, I was like, my brain is going to literally either expand or explode. Either way, I already know this month. So I can't wait.
Well, you've given me an odd and now I feel like I have to bet on it. So that being said, we're all going to take bets and do a pool. Guys, we will be back at you next Monday, and we're going to be rolling out some new and exciting content. So we will see you next week. Bye.